Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleashed Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we'll be exploring metaphysical and energetical aspect of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspects. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. And today we are talking about feelings is the key. Now, you might have heard this concept that, you know, focus on your feeling and what you feel. That's what you attract. Your feelings are so powerful. But I want to help you understand why and how they even make you this powerful magnet in the universe. Because if we don't understand how everything is moving, for example, let's say if you don't understand that, you know, the structure of the solar system, you're not going to understand a lot of the star movements or other planets' movement. But let's say then you look at the structure of the solar system and then you're like, oh, that makes sense. Why Earth is the only place where we have human and why they cannot exist other places. Like a lot of concepts you start to understand once you can see the structure, how it is built. So let's start with, because this is a spiritual podcast, we'll be going deeper into the spirituality. Have you ever met a person who claimed to be very spiritual, or they are so good in their prayer and everything, and then they are angry all the time, or they are sad and depressed all the time? And you look at that person and you're like, you know, aren't they supposed to be like happy because they are so spiritual? Or aren't they supposed to be feeling peace and joy because they are so connected? So it can create a lot of confusion because we are not taught about our own feelings. We are taught about, like, you know, do all these rituals because then God will be happy from you. And I have been there. That's why I can speak from that place. There was a time in my life I was extremely depressed. Was I praying 5 times? Oh, yeah. I was even doing, like, you know, the extra ones, the early morning one. It's called tahajjud. For those of you who are not familiar with the term, it's basically the night prayer. Like, you wake up in the night before the dawn, before anybody else is awake, anywhere between 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., and you just do an extra prayer. And what we do understand from the pineal gland perspective, that is the wonderful time to pray. But my feelings were not changing. And that is what I want to talk about, how your feelings change and how they are so crucial and how they are your own responsibility. And then I want to end this conversation with really sharing with you how you can own that responsibility. Isn't that so cool? I love this kind of stuff. I love to learn, how can I be a higher version of myself? How can I understand how I work? As a human, I'm a masterpiece, but I want to know how I work, where I get to control what is going on around me, where I get control of the places I'm going in life. So let's first talk about feelings and spiritual connection. So when I am truly tapped into the spiritual energy, and now that could be like, you know, you can say God, you can say your own soul, you can say the light around you. When I am truly tapped into that, and I'm not just doing some rituals, which could be like, you know, the act of prayer, the act of maybe going to the masjid, maybe going to church, maybe going to a synagogue, maybe going to a temple. When I'm not just focused on the act, but when I am truly tapped into that light that is everywhere, that is around me, my feelings are at the level of love and peace and joy. Because that is a very high vibration. That is where my feelings are. So now let's say, as Muslim, we pray five times. So let's say if I'm teaching my son how to pray and I'm like, you got to pray, otherwise you're going to hell, right? I'm using fear to manipulate him. What would be his feelings when he would be praying? And this is true, by the way, for most of us adults too. Doesn't matter which religion you belong to. It is true for us. What is the feeling that he'll be praying? Of course, it will be resentment. It will be hatred. He already doesn't like God because, you know, God is forcing him to pray. He doesn't like mom in that moment. Or he would be doing it like, fine, I'll do it. At least she'll leave me alone then. So it's that feeling of like, you know, I don't even care. There's no peace, joy, and love happening in that moment. So I want to invite you, what are your feelings when it comes to spirituality? And let's take out the rituals and the prayers and everything outside of here. What are the feelings that you approach the higher power with? Is it always like, please save me? I'm in the deep end of the pool right now. Is it that desperation? Is it love? Is it joy? Is it peace? How are the feelings that you're approaching with? So that is one aspect of it. And what are the feelings that you leave with? Let's say if you wanted to sit down, just have a heart-to-heart conversation with God. Maybe you walked into that conversation feeling anxious. What are the feelings you're leaving with? And what is happening in between? How did you go from feeling anxious to feeling very calm and peaceful right now? Or so sure? Or so much in trust? So much in faith? What happened in between? So feelings are a communication line between the body and the soul. And sometimes we get so hung up on, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, feeling is coming from here, feeling is coming from that, there. Whatever you're feeling, all you are receiving in that moment, your soul is saying, hey, that's how close you are. That's how far you are from your center. Our feelings are very powerful guides. They are very powerful signals if we understand. Again, if we don't understand, then, you know, they're just feelings. They're just feelings that you need to stuff and keep moving forward. So now think of it this way. If I call you, right? So you'll be like, oh, Alia is calling me. If your mom call you, you would look at it. You know, of course, right now we all have cell phones. You would look at it and you'll say, oh, my mom is calling me. And then your sister calls you. And then your friend calls you who have never called you. And then at 10 p.m. or at midnight, your mom calls you. Your feelings with every call would be different, especially when you get a call at midnight from your mom. Like, you know, you're scared. Before you even pick up the phone, you're in fear. But every single call that you're getting from a different person, think of feelings like that. When you feel angry, that is a very specific call coming from your soul. When you're feeling at peace, that is a very specific call coming from your soul. So always pay attention to the feeling. The challenge is we get stuck in that feeling. It's just a call. Pick up, get the message, move on. So we want to talk about how we want to move on and how we want to control or decide or choose what we want to feel. Because that is a connection with your soul. So let's say your mom called you at midnight. You're already afraid. You picked up the phone. That is the feeling. You're already assuming. Your mind is assuming a lot of stuff. You picked up the phone. And now your mom is like, hey, I was just, you know, up. I couldn't sleep. And I know sometimes you sleep late, so I just wanted to chat. I was feeling bored and, you know, let's just have a conversation. So you had a beautiful conversation, but let's say you hung up the phone and you're stuck in that feeling. You're still stuck in that fear. That is what most of us do. When our soul communicates with us, hey, that is how far off you are from the center, we get stuck there. And then we are disconnected. We are disconnected from our light. Now we are praying, but we are angry. Now we are praying, but we are sad. Because we are showing up for the act because it's unconscious behavior. For example, before Muslim way of praying, I do wudu. So wudu is ablution. Basically, you're washing certain part of your body before you do, go ahead and pray. Just the act of praying, the ritual of praying. And so many times I realize I started and I have no idea when I ended it. The last thing I know, I'm washing my feet because it has become such a routine part of my life for more than 3 decades that I don't even think about it anymore. And that is how most of us pray or connect. We just show up. We're just sitting there. Our feelings are all over the place. So we don't get to feel the connection. So we want to get to a place where we can actually feel the connection with our soul, with our spirit. And another thing to keep in mind is feelings are a vehicle. Whatever I'm feeling right now is how connected I am with my soul's energy. That is how connected I am with the dream and desires that I have. And that is how it's decided how far into the universe that energy is going and materializing very fast. So I know when we talk about manifestation, we talk about visualize, hold the image, but if the feeling is not attached to it, you are not tapped into your soul's power. If the feeling is like doubt, you're not spiritually connected in that moment. There's no doubt in the soul's dimension. There's no doubt. That belongs to our human, our 3D, third dimensional limitational self. That belongs to ego. So let's say if I want something and I am visualizing it, but then I start to feel it. I start to feel the joy of having it. For example, this is the holiday season, November, December. There's a lot of holidays are happening in multiple religion all at the same time. So this is the time of giving and receiving gifts. So let's say you're somebody who's hoping that you're going to get a brand new car. Let's say it's a brand new sports car that you're hoping your parents or somebody else in your family is just going to give it to you. You're visualizing it. That is the gift I'm going to get. And then one day you add the feeling, how would it feel to have that gift? You're going to be in full on joy. So now you are connected with your soul's energy. In that way of being, if you pray, whether it's a ritual or you're just having a conversation with God, it's going to travel much further into the universe and the particles are going to come together. It's going to become materialized much faster. Because again, feeling is the key. How you feel in that moment is going to determine what you're going to receive. Now, sometime when we are feeling something, I know in one of the past episodes we talked about it, we think God is going to make me feel happy. God is going to make me feel responsible. God is going to make me feel motivated. That is an inside job. God is always going to provide for us. money is always going to come in your life. You will always be provided food and shelter. Of course, there's a whole field that I can talk about, because then we go into like, okay, what about the countries who have poverty and people are dying of hunger? So most of that is political and not, God is not doing it. I would just leave it at that, because it's going to be a very long conversation. So coming back to what I'm feeling right now is my responsibility. Again, it's my free will. If I want to be connected with my soul's energy right now, or if I want to be disconnected, God is not going to come and plug in my switch. I have to plug in my switch. So it's my responsibility how I'm feeling right now. And I will give you a very real life example. Let's say I'm going to talk about something extreme that maybe not everybody who's listening have experienced, but if you have experienced or something similar, let's say you have your mortgage payment due or your rent due, and you don't have the money right now. And you don't even know when are you going to have the money. But you're hopeful something work out, but the consequences are going to be, you know, very serious. You might lose the house, you might lose your apartment, and you don't know where else you would go. That is where you are. So it's very natural, very human for you to feel sad, despair, lonely, hopeless, disappointed, angry, depressed. It's very natural and human for you to feel all of that. But if in that moment you choose to feel love, you choose to feel love for yourself, hey, I did my best. This is all I could have done in this moment. And I love myself for that. You don't turn against yourself in that moment and start to judge and guilt trip you. You stay in love. You stay at peace that I surrender. Whatever is happening for my betterment. Whatever experience I'm going through, I am going to get to somewhere on the other side. It will all work out for me. If that is what you're feeling. And then the second and the third element is joy. If you feel joyful, I know something magical would happen. I know some help will show up. Now that is like, you know, hope, but then you're feeling the joy of being on the other side. Maybe the rent will get paid. Maybe the mortgage will get paid. Or maybe you'll just end up in a bigger home because a bigger miracle will come in your life. These are all feelings. You're taking control yourself. You're using your free will to think something different, and you're feeling something different consciously. And you might have to sit there with yourself for like 20, 30 minutes to keep focusing on these feelings, to really feel them in your body. They're like, you know, fear is leaving or anger is leaving, and now you're in peace, love, and joy. What just happened? You connected with the light of your soul all by yourself. You connected with the life, with the light of your soul. One of two things will happen. One, yeah, you might get kicked out of your own place, but you will be feeling so much at peace with it. And you will see, if we can literally see this, like, you know, somebody in real time, and you'll be able to see within few days, given you sustain that feeling, within few days, something magical will happen that you'll look back and you'll be like, you know, getting kicked out of that home was the best thing that happened to me. That is one. And I am sure each and every one of us have experienced this, maybe in a different situation. And the second thing that possibly could happen, that something will work out at the last minute. and you won't get evicted, and you will stay there, and you will feel even more at peace and joy that, oh my God, look what happened. All the things that are going to happen in the universe, they do happen in their own time. But when you control how you feel about it, you can speed up the process, or you can make your experience of it so much lighter. So both are very good things for us. And feeling is the way we connect with our soul energy. The higher the feeling, the higher the frequency, the more connected you are. I wanted to share with you all a resource. That is a wonderful, wonderful resource. So it is a book called Power Versus Force by David Hawking. The book name is Power Versus Force by David Hawking. It has a very cool chart at page number 319. If you have the book, I will highly recommend open it. If you have already read it, then you know how amazing it is. So here, he has map of consciousness. And he actually takes the emotion and he gives them, like, you know, a frequency, let's say. So shame and guilt is, let's say, at a shame is at the frequency of 20, guilt is at frequency of 30. And when you are neutral, when you say, I'm anything is possible, that's neutral, you are at 250. You see the difference? How huge of a difference is? That's why I highly teach no guilt and shame. My client go beyond guilt and shame, and that was one of the most beneficial and transformative thing that I learned in my journey, is to stop playing with guilt and shame. When you're willing to do something, when you're willing to feel something different, you're 310. When you are in the place of acceptance, you know, okay, whatever is happening is amazing, you are at 350. When you are at love, when you truly start to love what's happening, you are 500. Joy is 540. Peace is 600. I personally always aim for peace. That is where I feel fully connected. And then there's another level called enlightenment. 700 to 1,000. In the way I understand enlightenment, that is when you truly realize and understand that you're connected and one, and you are something bigger than your eyes can ever see. You are something non-physical. Like when that becomes so solid, of course, I'm still on the path. I'm working on it. And I invite you to work on it too, because the more enlightened beings that we have, the more, the higher the vibration of this planet is going to be. So now think about somebody in your neighborhood who is always dealing with guilt and shame. 30. Let's say if there's a cul-de-sac and there's 10 homes, and everybody in those 10 homes is at guilt all the time. Most of the women are at vibrating at guilt most of the time. So that is 30. And then, like, you know, let's say other people, they are in between somewhere. So take that collectively take that consciousness. What will be the number? It will be a lower number. Now, imagine if everybody, of course, that is a beautiful dream we all have. Imagine if everybody is at the level of peace, 600. How amazing the consciousness would be of that neighborhood, that tiny neighborhood. And now let's say you're the only person in your family who's at the vibration of 600. Everybody else's guilt. You being at 600 is going to elevate the consciousness and the feeling of your family members. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen gradually. I saw my family completely transform as I kept going on this path. my family looks very, 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 very different than it did 6, 7 years ago. Very different. I have seen others' families completely transform. Completely transform. Like, I'm talking about, if you meet that family again, you won't even recognize it's the same family. Because the kind of dramas they used to have has completely shifted into a better situation. So when we talk about spirituality, when we talk about connection with God, connection with our soul, feeling is the key. Because when I feel angry, my soul is saying, Alia, you're so far off from the center, from me. And if I don't resolve that and come back to peace, I'm going to stay disconnected. That's why some people, it seems like they were just born angry. Anything, everything can make them angry. They are angry all the time. And unfortunately, sometimes those people are, in a parental role. So kids carry on that anger with them too. And when we think about, like, you know, oh, this is what I'm feeling. God, take away this feeling from me. You have free will and you're the person who's going to do it. And if you have been on the spiritual path, if you've been trying to work on yourself, connect with the higher power, and you don't feel peace, joy, or love, you're not tapped into your soul's power, your soul's light. You're not. And if we don't become honest with ourselves, we will never change. Just last night, I did a big honesty exercise. My mentor gave it to me. So I sat down, and when I have to do something where I need to get very, very honest, I always light a candle. For some reason, it reminds me of the light that is within me. So I kept looking at the candle. I took a very deep breath because I knew my unconscious mind doesn't want me to go there. And it's going to put me in a panic mode. I want to stay relaxed. So I kept taking very deep breaths and kept asking myself the question. I kept writing the next answer. Was it painful? Oh yeah, it was. Was it uncomfortable? Of course it was. But if I did not do that honesty exercise where I become honest, there's no growth. There's no growth. And, you know, I want to really emphasize on this point that you're already complete. Your soul is already complete. It's the physical body that is elevating its consciousness to the level of the soul. So your physical body is going to, which has, like, an programmed unconscious mind, which has the ego, it's going to try to tell you, hey, you don't need to do all this work. This is all useless. How is it going to help you? It's going to do its best to stop you. But you have to keep going to be able to break through the limitations our physical body puts on us, to discover the unlimited part of us. And that is what the journey is about. That is what the spiritual journey is about, whether you go on it through a structured religion, whether you go through it just on your own. I always highly recommend having a mentor whenever you want to go to a place higher than where you are right now. But however you're going on this journey, honesty is going to keep you going and moving. And the goal is to become aware, connected, and one with your soul consciousness. So all the work that I do inside of me, I'm trying to separate from ego consciousness and trying to connect with soul consciousness. And when I can control the feelings, I am going to our soul consciousness. My body consciousness would say, feel guilty, feel shame. Soul consciousness would say, you already have everything. That is peace. That is joy. I don't have to prove myself. So we have to do the work to get to the level of peace. And, you know, I would say almost 100% of my client, when on the very first call that we have, they are like, Alia, I want inner peace. We all are looking for it. It's within us. And it's our responsibility to learn how to connect with it. So now let's talk about how can you really create a feeling? So there's a whole science behind it. Science is just a structured system or process, because we are in a physical body that is like a big machine. If you know how it works, you know how to send out the signal, connect with your soul. So focus is the first one. If you understand what focus means, focus is whatever you're paying attention to in this moment. And if you feel like your focus goes all over the place, then that is the muscle that you'll need to build or strengthen. Another word we use for it is imagination. What are you imagining right now? Are you imagining the best case scenario, or are you imagining the worst case? So are you imagining the best case scenario, or are you imagining the worst case scenario? Another way of looking at it is, what do you naturally assume? Do you assume everything is going to go as you have planned, or do you assume things would fall apart? Do you assume that you will get there? Do you assume you're going to stop at the midway? These are the three ways to look at it. They are all same. They are just different ways to look at the same energy. That is the root that creates the feeling. So let's say right now, I'm just sitting here. It's a beautiful day, and I start to focus on the sun. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and all of a sudden I start to feel very relaxed and calm and at peace. Now, let's say if I focus on all the things that are on my to-do list that I have not done and I am behind. Nothing else changed. It's still the same day. The sun is still shining. Now I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling maybe a little bit angry. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit ashamed how behind I am. So I controlled to go from peace to go from a very lower vibration. And now I'm not connected with my soul's unlimited energy, because that is the energy that creates. That is what our creative power is. Another way, now let's say, imagine. I could be sitting here on a beautiful day and imagining that, you know, I'm going to go on this amazing vacation and it's going to be beautiful and it will be wonderful. I can also imagine, oh my God, what if I go to that vacation and then I get sick? And what if, like, you know, an accident happened and I end up in the hospital? I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who has a overactive mind that loves to go into the negative side as soon as something beautiful shows up. Based on what I'm imagining, I would be feeling that. Now let's look at it from the assumption perspective. Let's say I am putting a new project together and I am assuming it's going to be a success. Even if it takes me a few trials, I assume it's going to be a success. I can also assume it's going to be a success the first time. Or I can assume, even if I have to do it more time, I am assuming this is it. Or I can assume that, what if no one else is interested in it? I'm doing the work, but I'm just assuming, and I'm making plan B, C, and D in my head. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if it fails, maybe I can go this direction, I can go that direction, I can go that direction. I'm going to be feeling very confused throughout the whole process because I'm not plugged in. If I'm not plugged in to the energy of whatever I'm doing, I am I would have to be definitely disconnected from my soul. Because when we do something, being plugged into our soul energy, it's almost like you're riding the fastest current of water. You're on this beautiful raft that is not going to sink, and you're just riding a wave. That is like, you know, it's so much energy taking you forward. No other options. And our feelings are the one that are going to connect us with that unlimited energy of our soul. And it starts with, how do I feel about God? How do I feel about soul? How do I feel right now? How do I feel about myself? How do I feel about other people? So I'm going to share a very cool technique with you. And that is taking hold of what you're imagining all the time. Yeah, you know, we can focus on stuff. We can focus on this. We can focus on that. But a lot of stuff, the focus, the assumption, it happens in our imagination. And you might say, I have a very hard time imagining. I cannot imagine. We all are imagining stuff at all time. We have a very powerful mind that is at work at all time. You're just not aware of it. So how about you are imagining something so beautiful at all time? My go-to imagination is I'm a little girl and I am running in a meadow and it has beautiful wildflowers. And I'm just running, going in circles, running from here, running from there, maybe chasing butterflies. Sometimes that is all the imagination I keep in front of me. Or you can imagine that you have already achieved whatever you're working on. Don't focus on the how. Don't focus on how it will happen, where it will happen. Just imagine the end result. One of my mentors one time told me, the most powerful tool that we all human have, we can always imagine the end result, because that is going to dictate how you feel. And if you are in control of your feeling, you're tapped into your soul's unlimited power, and you are one with spirit. But that is a free will that you have, and it's up to you. Are you going to use that free will? Are you going to master how you feel in each and every moment? Or are you going to let mass consciousness decide that for you? No matter what era you live in on this earth, if you're going to let mass consciousness rule what you feel, it would be always lower than the soul's vibration. It would be always lower than the 600 here we are aiming for, to feel that inner peace at all time. So wake up, my friends. Take control of how you feel, because that is the key to truly benefit from the spiritual energy, your soul's energy that is around you at all time. It's a pile of treasure around you that you can just extend your hand and you touch it. It's always going to be there. But again, it involves free will. So that is all for today, my friends. And thank you so much for joining us today. And I'll be back next week with more wonderful stuff. Bye.